on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
All right. Well, right now we're kind of on the whole Freedom Celebration promotion because here we go. You know, Saturday, June 27th at Balloon Fiesta Park, it will be happening. And if you haven't been to the website, let me encourage you to do that. FreedomABQ.com. It is a great resource because not only does it tell you, you know, the lineup, you know, most people, quite honestly, they're like, hey, who's going to be playing at Freedom Celebration in way of artists? Well, there is a great lineup of artists that will be playing. And actually, when things happen on stage, the music is going to start with Citizen Worship will be up on stage, a local worship group from Citizen Church in Albuquerque, lifting up the name of Jesus through passionate, spirit-led worship that invites God's presence and builds faith. There, that's what's on the website, but something you don't want to miss. Other music artists include Brave Jesus, Ben Fuller, Lecrae, Chandler Moore, and we'll also hear from Andrew Palau. You heard him on ABQ Connect with his wife, Wendy. The ladies have an event tonight. And then Andrew's having an event with the guys tomorrow. And that information, by the way, is found at lovenm.org. They, you know, they care about communities and equip the Big C Church in communities to reach their communities. But he'll be part of Freedom Celebration as well. We'll hear his testimony and a message from Skip Heitzig, as we do every year, because, you know, we're out there celebrating freedom, right? It's always around the celebration of our nation's independence and celebrating our freedom as the great American experiment, right? But more importantly, our freedom in Christ. And I am telling you, Skip will absolutely give you or someone you bring an opportunity to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ and start a walking relationship with him. Really looking forward to all of it, including the huge fireworks display that happens every year. One of the biggest and best in New Mexico. Now, it is a free event at Balloon Fiesta Park this Saturday, and the gates open at 3 p.m., although it's free, you do need to pay for parking out there. We want to make sure you know that in advance. And you can pay when you get out there, but you can also save some. Really, I mean, it's worth it to go online, freedomabq.com. At the top of the page, get your quick parking pass. A couple of options there for you, but you'll save a little money if you do that in advance. And it'll actually probably speed things up, getting everyone into Balloon Fiesta Park for the event this weekend. Bottom line, go to freedomabq.com and find out more about this weekend's event. And that is not the only event happening this summer. There's so many great organizations putting together events, and we mentioned many of them here. We've been mentioning the need for volunteers for the New Mexico Family Action Movement events that are happening around the state. And you can be a part of that. Volunteers are still needed. Go to nmfam.org to find out more about being part of that. In studio with us, Jody Hendricks is here from the New Mexico Family Action Movement and planning big events. I've been around it a little bit, Jody, and I know that, you know, the events are great.
Yes.
for those that plan them and do all the work, you know, the days immediately following, sometime that respite is,
yes, that's great.
kind of a sweet spot. But no, we don't want to look past it because great things will happen, not only at Freedom Celebration, but at the Family Fun Festivals happening around New Mexico. There's a couple of them planned for this year. One of them on the campus of Calvary Church, Albuquerque. And for those who haven't heard the dates and information, let's bring them up to speed a little bit.
Yeah, well, our festival for this year for Bernalillo, like you said, is on the grounds at Calvary, and it is July 18th, and it is from 11 to 3. And look, the event is free. There's going to be so much fun to be had and so many free things for families to enjoy. We're giving out free backpacks full of school supplies. We're giving out free food. We're giving out some raffle items. We're doing so many fun things. It's going to be a really fun time of celebration, especially with soccer. We have Sergio Rivas, who's going to be there from New Mexico United.
And
he's going to be playing soccer with the kids and signing jerseys.
Hey, let me tell you, I was a baseball player, and I think a lot of baseball players agree with me. Playing, it's one thing. Mm-hmm. Going to watch, it's like watching paint dry. And I've been to the United games.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been?
I have.
Super fun.
Oh, yeah. I thoroughly enjoy them every time I'm able to.
Yeah. So, and especially with the World Cup going on.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it'll be over by then, but doesn't matter.
I believe the final game is the day after the festival. So there's
all
a
right.
lot of hype. It's
very,
perfect timing.
Very timely to get one of those great soccer players and a local soccer player. At that, you know, let me say this too. As you prepare for the family fun festivals with the New Mexico Family Action Movement and Freedom Celebration, we are in the midst of a heat wave. And really, what some are saying, you know, we've had some rain on and off over the, you know, but kind of in a 20-year drought.
Yeah.
You know, we're not getting rain like we used to. Really important, and you can start now. It's just a good thing. If you live in New Mexico, drink lots of water.
Yes.
Because at the event, I mean, you can easily get dehydrated, and a lot of people think, well, that day I'll just make sure. It's actually better to onboard the water now.
Yes.
So start doing that. We don't want to see any health issues come at any of these events, but they'll, you know, the other thing we get to enjoy living in New Mexico is over 300 days of sunshine.
Yes.
And it is a beautiful place to be, and so will the Family Fun Festival on the 18th.
Yes, and I do want to let people know, if you've come to our festival before, usually we're in the parking lot, but this year we are on the grassy area, so it's not going to be as hot.
It's true.
It's going to be great.
It's true. if you when you're at parks and out on the grass, it might be a little more humid, but that's not bad in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, be a part of the event at for the Bernalillo County, the Bernalillo County Family Fun Festival with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. So some things that are needed, though, and we mentioned the volunteers. What do you need volunteers for?
Well, you know, since we have so many great things happening, we need volunteers to help with the flow of people so we can make sure we get everybody in safely and going through the festival. We need volunteers who are willing to help serve the food. We're so thankful Chick-fil-A is donating chicken sandwiches for us to give out, and we're going to have some chips and drinks. And so we need volunteers to help us be able to serve all of that food. We need volunteers who are interested in coming and hanging out in the areas that we're going to have set up for soccer, to play soccer with the kids. Come and just play soccer and have fun. Volunteers who are willing to help set up and tear down, someone who willing to help us with the bounce house that we're going to have. I mean, there's a bunch of different opportunities to serve. We can plug you in a number of ways.
And if you're, you know, hearing this and thinking, man, a little physical for me, they're going to have something that isn't going to require a lot of physical effort.
Yes.
So don't count yourself out. Before you decide you're not going to, reach out and see where you can be a part of volunteering. Go to nmfam.org, nmfam.org on the web to do that. The other thing we wanted to talk about now, along with all the family fun things,
yes,
is a lot of resources. There'll be organizations set up with, you know, essentially their table, their booth, tent, what have you, where you can stop by and find out about these different organizations in our community that make such a difference and are a place you can go to get resources you may not even be aware of. Do any stand out to you, Jody, as Or all of them.
All of them. Yeah. I love every single one of the organizations that comes and joins us in this festival. It's great. We have such a wide range of resources. I mean, you think some of the ones that you might consider would be obvious. We think of CareNet. We think of pregnancy centers. You know, those are great. Yes, they're going to be there, have a presence as they always do. But then we have everything else in between that gives us education resources, that gives us, for instance, the tutor doctor is going to be there, and the resources that he offers for families who are trying to navigate their kids' education. We have financial planning for families. We have drug rehab facilities that are faith-based programs. We have homeless shelter programs. We have just fun things for kids to do that you may not have realized are available as an extracurricular activity.
Yeah, so and I love that you're having all, and that's for the entire, it's not just for the Christian community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you mentioned shelters and rehab facilities and crisis pregnancy, you know, and we're transparent when we talk about these issues. These aren't issues that only happen outside of the church.
Right.
There are people in the church that need assistance from, you know, in the midst of a crisis pregnancy, or they're finding that I'm going to be homeless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are some things I can do? You know, I or someone in my sphere of influence is under the influence of alcohol or drugs. You know, what relief, what healing can there be?
Mm-hmm.
All of these organizations, you know, will offer information to really, you know what, to let you know that you're not alone.
That's right.
In walking through what you're walking through.
Absolutely.
But hey, we're up against a break, and we plan on having you up to the top of the hour. Can you stick around?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to come back and talk more with Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement and the Family Fun Festival, the first of which coming up July 18th, the Bernalillo County event happening at Calvary Church Albuquerque. You know, one thing I should say is, in spite of the fact it's free, you're being asked to register for the event. As they prepare for the event and need to know how much of what they need, it would be a real help to them if you'd please go to the website and do that at nmfam.org. And stick around. We'll come back with more after this on ABQ Connect. All right, we're in studio with Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. And we have continued to let you know about summer activities. Freedom Celebration coming up this weekend at Balloon Fiesta Park, a free event. You need to pay for parking. You can do that at freedomabq.com and actually save a little money on parking for the event by doing that. There's a couple different options for you. The free event coming July 18th, Bernalillo County's Family Fun Festival at It'll be at Calvary Church. It's not a Calvary Church event. It's a New Mexico Family Action Movement event. They're using the green space, kind of the park at Calvary Church Albuquerque. Which we mentioned in the first segment, that should help cool things off a little bit. One of the other things we're doing is we've provided a summer Bible camp and VBS guide in our Action Center. If you're looking for a camp or VBS for the kids as we continue through the summer months, go to the website at klyt.fm in the Action Center. You'll find that banner for the camp and VBS guide, and email your information to studio@klyt.fm, then watch for it in the guide. Jody, we mentioned the July 18th event and the need for volunteers, and the organizations are going to be there. There's also opportunity to sponsor the event. You still have some opportunity. Well, actually, before we go on to that, we mentioned the organizations. What we didn't mention is you actually have space for a couple more organizations.
We do. Yes. We're always looking for more organizations who want to be part of the community, a part of the festivities. And this gives you a great opportunity to share with the community what it is that you have to offer for families, whether it is a free resource or maybe you're a business that says, hey, what I offer is very valuable. Families need to know about it. We want to talk. We would love to include you.
sponsorship I started to go to. You'll find it at NM. It's not hard. Go to nmfam.org. It's a nonprofit organization website. You'll find it right at the top of the page. And you can become a sponsor of the event as well. Still time to do that and reach out to Jody and her team for that. Now, this is July 18th, and I know you're working on having one later in the summer in Las Cruces, in Farmington.
Yes, Farmington.
Okay. So in Farmington, and you actually have a donor up there. I want to talk about this match.
Yes.
Because they have provided a match. We're up to a certain amount, and you're welcome to share that if you want. But it's a decent amount to help make it happen.
Yes.
And until that amount is met, he will match any donation that's made towards the event in Farmington. He saw mm-hmm. what you did here in Albuquerque last year, mm-hmm. And they would love to see that up in close to the Four Corners area, mm-hmm. Blessing that community in Farmington. And on the website, if you go to give a donation, a financial donation to the New Mexico Family Action Movement, there's a place for you to note what your donation is for. Just mention Farmington Family Fun Festival and say it really fast.
Yes. I don't even think I can start it. I'm overthinking
Farmington
it.
Family Fun Festival. And just watch great things. And you know what? We don't even reach Farmington. You don't need to live in Farmington to give to that community. Right. If you've seen what the New Mexico Family Action Movement is doing here and want them to expand that work in areas like Farmington, that's a way for you to do it. And then other communities as well. You know, a lot of people in Albuquerque, Jody, they have family all over the state often.
Yes, yeah.
Would you encourage those that are here that might have like-minded family in other parts of the state to talk to their community? I mean, this is something I think yes. you would really like to see happen.
I would. I would absolutely love it, because really the why behind our festivals really just comes back to the heart of our mission at New Mexico FAM. And we want to see New Mexico become a state where God is honored, where life is cherished, yeah. where families thrive and religious freedom flourishes. But we know that though we work diligently and hard in the policy arena, we know that our wins are not going to all come from policy.
Yeah.
We believe that we have to affect the hearts and minds of people, and we have to affect their hearts and minds in ways that shows them the love of Christ, that brings them into a community that loves on them and shows them compassion and shows them accountability and integrity and just really pours into families, whether they're already families of faith or whether they're families who have not yet found the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so our festivals, no matter where they're at in the state, that's our hands and feet moment to really love on families, to love on those individuals, to love on those kiddos, to help families see, we see you and we understand the challenges and the struggles that families in New Mexico face. And we want to try to do our best to help connect you with things that you might need at that moment. Yeah. That every one of those organizations that participate with us is like-minded. They're there to also be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so we really just want to encourage families all over the state. We would love to bring a festival to your area.
So all you need to do is go to the website, nmfam.org, and say, yeah, you know, and be best to have the people in that community reach out. And maybe you're listening. Maybe you're listening in Socorro, or you're listening, you know, elsewhere within our listening range in Clovis or Portales, Las Cruces. Reach out. Hey, a little bit, like a minute maybe. We want to make sure people know, as we head towards the election in November, there will be some things to be watching for on the website.
Yes, absolutely. As always, our Action Center will have a comprehensive voter guide. So we will have the candidates next to each other, show you the main major issues that we're focused on for the voter guide, where you can compare the candidates. And that's from our top level state candidates down to local contested races.
Well, what about for people who didn't vote in the primary, but they're, you know what, I want to participate, and they're not registered.
You can definitely register now you can easily go online. You can do that through our Action Center as well. You'll see a link that'll take you to the right page on the Secretary of State website, because it can be difficult if you just go to the Secretary of State website and try to navigate your way around. So we've made it easy for you. We've given you a direct link so that you can take action today.
All right. Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody, we'll be hearing more and more about the July 18th event, the Bernalillo Family Fun Festival. Thanks for all that you and your team do.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.